I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Doctors in Connecticut say they are working together to reduce the amount of prescription opioids prescribed after surgery. Philip Corvo, a surgeon at St. Mary's Hospital in Waterbury, says he understands patients want to be free of pain following a surgery.
So we have this pressure to prescribe more potent, faster-acting, longer-acting pain medicine.
But speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, he says that pressure can create a problem, an addiction to opioid painkillers. Because of that, Corvo says all 28 acute care hospitals in Connecticut are now working together to develop post-operative treatment standards. The doctors plan to stress things like proper nutrition after surgery and replace some opioids with potentially less addictive drugs, like a type of IV-administered Tylenol.
When you say Tylenol, people sort of poo-poo it and think, oh, I just had major surgery, there's no way you can give me Tylenol. But when you take a pill of Tylenol, your liver metabolizes almost 90% of it and makes you get rid of it. So when we give you the intravenous version of it, 100% of it is available for pain control. It's as potent as morphine and Demerol is without the side effects and without the addiction potential.
Right now, Corvo says these types of medications might cost more up front than older generic opioid pills, but he says those costs make sense as they reduce addiction risk and prevent future hospital visits. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.